Morning. Can you hear me?
Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honourable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Morning, everybody. Good to see you all this morning. We're now in week two of our new series, From Mercy to Maturity, where we're looking at Romans chapter 12. And today we're going to be looking at what it means to live a life of renewed thinking. Living a life of renewed thinking. Last week we saw in verse 1 that Paul calls us to live lives of worship. And we talked about how worship isn't just singing songs on a Sunday morning. It's about offering our whole lives to God. Every choice we make, every word we speak, every action we take, all of it can be worship when it's surrendered to Him. We also saw that the reason that we live this way isn't down to guilt. It's not down to fear or shame. God's not twisting our arm in this. We worship primarily because of his mercy towards us, because of his grace, because of his love that he's shown us. So now Paul asks this question. If our whole life is worship, how do we actually live that out? What does that look like first thing on a Monday morning or in the middle of a really tough week? Paul's answer is clear. It starts with a renewed mind. Before your behaviour changes, your thinking has to change. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word now, we pray that you will speak to us clearly from it, from what Paul wrote all those many, many, many years ago, inspired by your Holy Spirit. May it came alive to us this morning. May it be fresh and vibrant. And I pray, Lord Jesus, as I speak the words that you've given me, it won't be my voice that people hear, but yours, Lord Jesus. I just pray by your Holy Spirit that you will touch our hearts and our minds this morning for your glory, Lord. Amen. So then, as we come to verse 2 of Romans 12, the Apostle Paul builds on the foundation that he laid in verse 1 that we looked at last week. We have it up on the screen. Great. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And then he goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I love the way J.B. Phillips puts this verse. He says, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. I read that when I was quite young, and it's stayed with me through my life. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Have you noticed how often we try to change ourselves from the outside in? It's a bit like cleaning a messy room. We shove things in cupboards, in drawers, maybe push stuff under the bed. We make the room look tidy. And it is tidy for a while, but the clutter always comes back because we never really dealt with the mess. We just try to hide it away. The clutter is still there. I see Ruth nodding at me. That's exactly what happens when we try to change ourselves. We make resolutions, particularly in January each year. We try and fix habits. We try and work harder. But it never lasts. Why? Because real change doesn't start on the outside. The Bible tells us it begins on the inside by the renewing of our minds by the Spirit of God. Now, here's our golden nugget this morning. Change your thinking and God will change your life. Change your thinking and God will change your life. Our thoughts shape our desires. Our thoughts shape our choices. And ultimately, they shape our lives. If our minds are still patterned by the world, our best efforts at change just won't last. It'll be like putting the mess under the bed. But when God renews our minds, he reshapes how we see ourselves, how we see others, and how we see the world around us. And then we learn to walk. We learn to walk in his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Last week we talked about placing ourselves on the altar as living sacrifices. And this week Paul shows us how to stay there by letting God renew the way we think. And in Romans 12, verse 2, he gives us three steps. Firstly, do not conform. Refuse to be shaped by the world's mold. Secondly, be transformed. Let God's Spirit change you from the inside out. And thirdly, discern God's will. Live with clarity, walking in his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So firstly, do not conform. What are we not to conform to? It's easy. Do not be conformed to this world, or don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. But what does that mean? What does that mean to conform to this world, to be squeezed into its mold? The world tells us to chase success, to go after comfort and approval. In fact, go after anything apart from God. Everywhere we turn, culture pushes us towards its definition of what a good life is and should look like. Success is measured by status, wealth, or recognition. Comfort is seen as the highest goal, avoiding sacrifice, difficulty, or anything that costs us too much. Approval becomes a driving force. It's where our worth is based. Our worth is based on the applause of others, likes on a screen on your phone, or fitting in with the crowd. The world is always pressing in on us, trying to shape the way we think, trying to shape our values, how we live our lives. Imagine for a moment a lump of clay, just sitting there. If you press that lump of clay into a mould, it will take the shape of that mould exactly. It loses its shape. It loses its freedom. It loses its unique form and just becomes a copy of whatever it's pressed into. That's what happens when we let culture define us. To conform is to blend in, to adopt the patterns of the age without even realizing it. We get pressed into patterns of thinking. We adopt patterns of where our priorities lie, and we adopt values that aren't God's values. And it's when we let the world squeeze us into its mold, stamp its image on us, that we go away from God, we go apart from God. When we allow culture to define what beauty looks like, what success means, what's worth pursuing, and even what truth is, we are squeezed into its mold. If we aren't careful, we'll slowly, almost unconsciously, we will take on its shape. We'll blend in because blending in often feels safer than standing out, standing up to what God asks us to be. But watch out. Conformity will lead to compromise, and it will lead to spiritual stagnation. Ephesians 4:22-24 instructs us to put off the old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. As followers of Christ, you see, we are called to resist the conformity of the world. Resist it. Because we've seen that conformity is passive. You don't even have to try to conform. It happens. It just happens. If you just go along with the flow of culture, it will shape you without asking your permission. But Paul doesn't stop with a warning. He doesn't just say, don't be conformed. He gives us the alternative. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As I've said already, conformity squeezes us from the outside in, but transformation changes us from the inside out. That's the important point. The world says, fit in to this mold that I've created. God says, be changed by allowing me to change your thinking. The world wants to stamp its image on you. God wants to restore his image in you. So the question isn't just, what am I avoiding? It's also, what am I becoming? And that leads us directly into Paul's second command. Don't conform, instead, be transformed. Be transformed. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Notice what Paul doesn't say. He doesn't say, try harder or change your behavior. He goes straight to the heart and mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. True transformation starts inside. It begins with your thoughts, your attitudes, your values. If those don't change, nothing will. Because if our minds are still shaped by the world, any outward change will only be temporary. Transformation is inside out, not outside in. Have you noticed when your mind is stressed, everything in life feels off? But when your mind is at peace, life feels so different, doesn't it? Because your mind is the control center of your life. That's why it feels so different. When your thoughts line up with God's truth, your decisions, your relationships, and actions, they will start to follow. Change without renewal is like painting over rust. It might look okay for a while, but eventually that rust, that decay, will show through. But here's the thing. You can't transform yourself. There is no way you can transform yourself. Try as hard as you might, you will not be able to transform yourself, because this is God's work. Only He can do this. God has to remold our minds from within. If we do try to do it on our own, through our own effort, trying harder, disciplining ourselves, following rules, we will fail. Only the Holy Spirit can do this work of transformation. It's the Holy Spirit that renews us as we open ourselves up to Him. The Holy Spirit renews us when we spend time in Scripture, in the Word of God, when we let His voice reshape us, realigning our thoughts and our desires and our attitudes with God Himself. You know, for me, this is many years ago now, I cared far too much about what people thought of me. Their opinions controlled me. If they approved, I felt good. If they didn't, I felt crushed. Maybe you've been there yourselves. When I started filling my mind with what God says about me, that I'm His child, that I'm forgiven, I'm loved, I'm chosen, that began to renew my thinking. Slowly, I stopped living for applause and started living for God. And that transformation gave me real freedom. That's the power of renewed thinking. It changes you from the inside out. I'll be honest, there are still times when someone's words will knock me down, or a look or an attitude will unsettle me. But right then, in that moment, I need the Holy Spirit to renew my mind and heart, reminding me that I am His child still, fully loved, fully approved by my Father. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says it best. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. When we place our faith in Jesus, everything changes. Everything changes. Our past failures, sins, and the world's standards no longer define us. We now have a new identity in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed, not just actions, but old patterns of thinking, sinful habits, worldly priorities. They all change. They no longer hold ultimate power over us. They no longer chain us down, holding us captive. The new has come. This is not a superficial makeover. It's a spiritual rebirth that goes on inside, that gradually shows outwardly. The Spirit renews our desires, our priorities, and our perspective. Also, Colossians 3:10 tells us this, to put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Notice Paul says, is being renewed. This is ongoing. Transformation is an instant. It's a lifelong process. And that process has a name. Sanctification. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit shaping us day by day into the image of Christ. It's not about perfection overnight. It's about steady growth, day by day. We stumble, yes, we struggle, but God keeps working with us. He picks us up when we fall, and he works in us, renewing us from within. Think of it like a journey. Justification is the starting point when God declares us righteous in Christ. That's what justification means, when God declares us righteous in Christ. And then at the other end of the journey is glorification. That's the destination, when one day we'll be made perfect in his presence. But sanctification is that road in between the two. It's the daily renewing of our minds, the gradual reshaping of our character. The Spirit chiseling away the old and bringing out the new. This means transformation is not a one-time event. It's a daily surrender. Every time we open God's word, every prayer we pray, every step of obedience, it's the Spirit renewing us. And slowly but surely, we begin to look more and more like Jesus. Here's the key. We stop relying on self-effort and depend on God's grace. We surrender. We let him. We allow him to renew our minds. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will produce that lasting change within us. The Holy Spirit shows us what really matters. Imagine a camera lens that's covered in grease and dirt and gunk. The pictures that you take on that camera will always be blurry and distorted. Renewal is like cleaning that lens. Suddenly, you see life clearly, the way God sees it. When our minds are renewed by the Holy Spirit, transformation moves from the inside out. It's not just about who we are, it's about how we see and respond to life. Romans 12 verse 2 shows us the connection. A renewed mind doesn't just change us, it enables us to discover God's will, his good, acceptable, and perfect will. In other words, a renewed mind doesn't just change who we are, it changes what we see. It gives us clarity to recognize God's path, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, which brings us to our third point, discern God's will. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. When our minds are renewed by the Holy Spirit, we begin to think differently, to see things differently, to see things from God's perspective rather than the world's. This renewed thinking is not just about having more knowledge, it's about having clarity in the way we approach life, in the way we approach decisions and relationships. God's will isn't meant to be a mystery. A renewed mind helps us see it clearly, his good and acceptable and perfect will. Good, his will is what's best for us, even when it's hard. Acceptable, his will pleases God, brings him glory. Perfect, his will is complete. It lacks absolutely nothing. It's fully sufficient. Renewed thinking allows us to recognize and embrace God's will. Without it, we may try to follow God, but our choices are often clouded by worldly priorities, personal desires, or temporary pressures. A mind renewed by God begins to see life through his eyes. It discerns what truly matters and what is merely a distraction. In practical terms, renewed thinking affects how we make decisions. We start asking, does this align with God's ways? It affects how we set our priorities. We seek eternal significance rather than temporary gain. It affects how we respond to challenges. We trust his wisdom, even when we don't fully understand, and even when we can't see the full picture at that stage. And it affects how we love and serve others. We act with his perspective of compassion and love, his perspective of justice and patience. Ultimately, renewed thinking is the key to walking in God's will. Not a burdensome duty, but a life that reflects his goodness, reflects his approval and his perfection. When our minds are transformed, following God becomes not just possible, it becomes clear and life-giving. Imagine you're trying to follow a GPS in your car, but you've got no signal. The connection with the satellite has gone. It'd be pointless trying to use it. You'd have no idea where you are. You'd be totally lost. But when that satellite signal is strong, the route you must follow becomes clear. Renewed thinking is like connecting with God through the Holy Spirit. He allows God's path to shine brightly, and we can follow his good, acceptable, and perfect will with confidence. He may not show us the full route in one go. It might just be the next section, like with the sat nav and the car. You only see the next bit of the road that you need to follow. And it's like that with God sometimes. He doesn't show you the end. He shows you the next step and the next step and the next step. So as we close, what does a life of renewed thinking look like? A life of renewed thinking starts inside. Don't conform. Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Instead, be transformed. Let the Holy Spirit renew your mind from the inside out. Discover God's will. Walk in his good, pleasing, and perfect plan. Remember again our golden nugget for today. Change your thinking and God will change your life. Change your thinking and God will change your life. So here's the challenge for this week. Am I letting the world shape my thoughts? Am I surrendering my mind to the Spirit? Am I seeking God's will in everything that I do? When our minds are renewed, life comes into focus. God's path becomes clear, and following him isn't just possible. It's joyful, it's freeing, and it's life-giving, and brings glory to our Heavenly Father. Going to now come to a time of reflection like we did last week. But before we do, if something I've said this morning has touched your heart and you'd like prayer, then I would ask you during this time of reflection to just come down to the front. And we've got Lucy and Matt and Andrew will be quite happy to pray with you. If you feel God has laid something on your heart and you'd like prayer for it, please come down to the front. If he's prompting you to change your thinking or transform your mind, come down. And the rest of us are going to spend a few minutes just reflecting, thinking back over the message of this morning. I'm going to pause for a moment and think and reflect on what this means for us personally. So first of all, examine your thinking. I want to quietly ask yourself, where have I been conforming to the world's mold, allowing the world to squeeze me into its own mold, its own way of doing things? And secondly, Which thoughts, desires, or priorities reflect culture, comfort, or approval instead of God's will? Let's just take a moment to name them silently before God. Next, I'd like us to just invite that transformation. Imagine laying your mind before God as a living sacrifice. Invite the Holy Spirit to renew your thoughts, reshape your desires, and align your priorities with Him. Clear that lens, as it were, so that we see things through God's eyes and not a blur. Silently pray in your hearts, Lord, transform my mind, change my heart, show me what truly matters to you. Next, let's discern God's will for our lives. Think about the decisions, challenges, or choices in your life right now, this moment. Ask God, what is your good, acceptable, and perfect will here for me? How would you have me respond in this situation? Ask the Holy Spirit to renew that connection with Himself. Allow God to renew your thinking. Allow His path to come into focus. Take a quiet moment to listen for His guidance, His direction. And finally, let's commit to having a renewed mind. Reflect on one practical step you can take this week to keep your mind renewed. Maybe for you that means spending time in Scripture each day, praying intentionally for guidance, surrendering a worry or a habit or a thought pattern to God. Silently commit it to God, asking Him to work in you from the inside out. Thank God for His mercy, His Spirit, and His work of transformation in your life. And remember the golden nugget for today. Pray silently. Ask God, change my thinking, Lord, because I want you to change my life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us through your word again this morning. Lord, your word calls us not to conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing of our minds. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we have sought comfort or success or approval apart from you. Right now, we lay those thoughts and desires before you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will renew our minds. Reshape our thinking, Lord. Realign our priorities and give our hearts. Give us hearts, Lord, that long for what you long for. Bring clarity where we are confused, peace where we're restless. Lord Jesus, we surrender to you. Help us to surrender to you rather than to resist you, Lord. And as we face decisions and challenges this coming week, Lord, help us to discern your good, your acceptable, and your perfect will. Open our eyes, Lord, to see through your perspective and give us courage to walk in obedience, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, for your Spirit, and for the promise that you are making us new. So we pray together, change my thinking, Lord, and you will change my life. In Jesus' name, amen.